Since so last time, the fact that everybody has to be Maim and Yeda, Sheyesha Motzi Rishayin, Kadim Venitzchi. So I want to explain what the word Motzi Rishayin means and what the Kuri here is. If somebody in a debate between a person who is a Maimon and a person who is an Apikoros would go like this. Nothing can create itself. Right. So where did everything come from? The Big Bang. And where did the Big Bang come from? From a lot of condensed matter and whatever it is, fine. And where did that come from? We don't know. You see? So the guy turns to the frum person and asks, okay, so what's the answer? It came from God. And where did God come from? We don't ask these questions. So the only difference in the two sides of the argument is one is more frum than the other. That's about the only one. But what's the, there's a famous saying from Chafetz Chaim that if you want to win a debate, make sure you're smart and the other person more frum. That was so what's the answer to that? What's the pshat in that argument? So I want to explain what the real pshat in that argument is. My first instinctive intuitive sense is that my mind is all understanding and nothing in the world exists that my mind can't comprehend. So if somebody comes and tells me why is this table moving like this, I'll say the building is shaking. Why is the building shaking? Because there's something in the earth, whatever it is. Those are things I can understand and cause and effect, and I buy into that. If someone comes and tells me, well, it just, that's the way it is, the table shakes sometime, I tell them it's nonsense. Why? Because it doesn't make any sense. So my instinctive sense of things is that my mind is all-knowing, all-encompassing. And therefore, anything that my mind doesn't process, can't process, doesn't exist. That's the instinctive sense of a person. So now I stop and I tell him, are you comfortable with saying, or do you think we would say that something came from nowhere? And the answer is a resounding no. Our mind does not accept something came from no place. So then the existence of the world is impossibility, because infinite amount of steps, still you need something causing it. So the first thing I see is that in order for the world to exist, there exists something that is not compatible with my mind, whose existence is very different than what I normally grasp as existing. So a table came about because somebody chopped wood, somebody put down formica on it, somebody moved it to here. The wood came because somebody planted a tree grew, and so on. Everything in this world, cause and effect, makes a lot of sense. But the world itself stands on something that has no cause. Can I understand that? No, but it must be like that. In other words, I'm being forced, my own seichel tells me that seichel cannot be the answer to everything, and there are things that function beyond it. It's fascinating because when I was growing up, physics made a lot of sense. If it didn't make sense, it wasn't physics. Some people didn't get the math, but physics had to make sense. Things move because something or somebody pushed it, and something pushed because somebody pushed something else, and that was everything was like a clock. Modern physics says that at some level, things act in ways that we don't get it, and it has to be that way, but we still, our mind is not engineered to get it. So therefore, the first thing that's muchrach, that we know has to be, and yet the mind is not toifis, is a motzui rishon, a primary existing thing. In other words, I don't know anything about this thing. The one thing I know about it is, whereas everything in the world needs a cause to exist. So the marshal, if I walk into this room, I ask somebody, why is there a table here? The answer is because somebody brought a table into it. Why are there hooks over there? Somebody drilled a hole in the wall, put up hooks, and so on and so forth. let's say I walk into the room and there's nothing here, and I'll ask, where is all this nothingness come from? So somebody will tell me, Rebbe, I think you need a vacation, or maybe you've been inhaling something you shouldn't. What do you mean, where does this nothingness come from? Nothing exists, and you need something to bring something into the world. But Bal Karchach, there is something in the world that the question as to why it exists does not exist. And if it's and if he's not visible or not tangible or not around, the question is why not? Where is Hashem, you know, why isn't Hashem noticed here is a good question. So Hashem, the primary characteristic that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, and it exists in an essential way. Essential meaning because that's its metzias, like the Lashon essence, as opposed to our existence, which is an existence that's caused by something. We exist because our father and mother brought us into this world. We ate food and we grew and so on and so forth. Hashem brought us. Whatever you want to put in, there's going to be an answer why. So we exist not be'etzem, not essentially, but because of some sort of event, coincidentally or incidentally, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is essential. So Matsui is the first description. The Rambam Marivuchim uses a Lashon Metzius Muchrachas. His existence has to be. In other words, that's the Metzius. Now, it is a primary existence from which everything else draws existence from. So our first definition, we ask a person, do you believe in God or not? And we said yesterday, the name and title and language are really irrelevant. We start with a description of the Rishon. What is that description? And the answer is Motzi Rishon, a primary being. The word primary, like when we use the word for prime numbers, a prime number means it cannot be created by multiplying any other number. Every number is a multiplication of another number. 6 is 3 twos, 2 threes, whatever it is. 3 is 3. That's all. So a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a primary being. His existence is not the result of anything. And that is our first description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person will make any statement to the effect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists because or whatever, then he's not talking the same God, even if he calls it God. And if the person calls it Allah, but he describes it like this, they want the road to the same description. Okay, so there's a Motzi Rishon, Kadmon V'Nitzchi. He was there always, and will be there forever. So Kadmon V'Nitzchi, L'chura are simply fleshing out this concept of Motzi Rishon. L'chura, there's nothing more in this title than in how we define Motzi Rishon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, if there was a time of non-existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we basically have canceled out our definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say, so l'mashal, if I tell you this is a pen, and this pen happened to be colored, the outside happened to be plastic, or whatever it is. So I could say there were times when pens were not plastic, it was metal, it was this, it was that. But if a pen is defined as a writing instrument, I can't say there was a time in history when pens did not write. Well, what did they do? Definition of a pen. A pen is something that writes. So I could say there were times when they're short and tall and this type of thing. I could say 100 things which are only really ancillary. But if my definition of a pen is something that writes, then that can never change because that's a metzias. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo's metzias is his existence is be'etzem. It's essential. That's his metzias is metzias. And therefore, you cannot have any place in time where that didn't exist or will not exist. So Kadmon v'Nitzchi seems to be a correlation of it, just another way of describing the same thing. So when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hoya Hoyv V'Yia, it's not a description that stems from a second characteristic, like this thing is a great pen. Normal pens last a year, this lasts 5 years, 10 years, 100 years. Even if I say this pen lasts forever, what I mean is just very strong material lasts forever. And Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not, when I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoyv V'Yia, it's not the pshat that it's a type of how long a Kadosh Baruch Hu lives, but rather it means that his metzias is above and beyond time, because we're talking not about incidental thing, but be'etzem what it is. V'hu shehimtzi umamtzi kol ma shenimtza b'metzias v'loy kai baruch hu, and he brought everything else into this world and gave existence to everything else, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So two points about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is his own metzias is essential, and two, everything else that exists got existence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so Lechura, on the surface, we're making two statements here. One statement about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one statement about the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu relationship. The truth is, it's deeper than that. One of the Rambam's proofs that there cannot be two gods, because if there are two gods, then they're both the result of something above it. Let me explain what I mean. When I talk about a tree, so I let's say I see one tree. The first time in my life I saw a tree. So this tree is the fullness of a tree. This is a tree. The minute I see other trees, I say, okay, both of these trees are examples of something called treedom. Treedom is a type of metzias. It's a bunch of genes aligned a certain way. And anytime you put those seeds in the ground, you get a tree, a tree, a tree, a tree. Anytime I have two of something, then I have two of something. So to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be the primary existence and be'etzem existence, if there are two of them, then it's the klalus, the species, so to speak, that's Iker. However, whatever it is, the fact that the world is not eternal is something that is muchrach. You can't have, if Hashem is defined as something that exists be'etzem and has no cause, then we can't have another item that has that same thing. In this world, everything is cause and effect. That's how we are geared. We won't accept that furniture in this room just happened to be, because that's what this furniture is, and it's been that way. For us, everything in this world was brought into existence by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's more than just he did things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave existence to many things, to everything. So everything depends on, and that's why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. His primary name is Yudke Vavke, which comes from the Hebrew word to exist. Havaya is existence. Hoya, Yiyah, it means to be. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is to us the primary feature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have a borrowed existence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a metzias, and that comes from him. A side point, maybe the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Aristotle believed that the world itself was eternal. The world itself had always been what it is, and there is no beginning to matter. So the Rambam says he is wrong, but I can still put down the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Even if I were to assume it to be right, it doesn't share my Yud Gimel Ikrim. But that's just a point of interest. The Ma'aseh, the Rambam says, we certainly don't believe it to be true. But he says it's not a steer. It's possible to construct everything without it. But Akopanim, understanding that for us, the big division between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu to everything else, is Nivroim to someone who's a Motzi Rishon. In other words, the world itself has no real existence except as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is not caused by anything. This is not only philosophy, it's going to be Nogea. Anytime we start talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu needing something, we're off the chart, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. I need food because my cells are built from food. I need air because my oxidation process needs air, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not built on anything. So b'meila, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes something for whatever reason, but to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, and I've heard this stuff repeated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed the other thing, that's kfira. It's defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an avodah zarah. On the other hand, the fact that anything could exist outside Ratzon Hashem is impossible, because none of us have any real existence. And therefore, our metzias is totally, it is Ratzon Hashem. So when you speak of Mechadesh Duvach HaYom Tamid, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world. So b'meila, we exist because there's an ongoing Ratzon, because we don't be'etzem exist. That's the difference, that's the dividing line between us and Elikus. Okay, we'll hold it here. So it means Hashem, tomorrow's Kizotar, so we won't have one. Sunday, Mitzvah, Hashem.